Watcher, and welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. I've got way too many records in this week's stack, so it'll need a combo of less talking by me, always a good thing, and a bit of judicious pruning to squeeze at least most of it in. Let's see how we get on. B.D.'s Blues, B as in Buzzy and D as in Simon, and written by the pianist on this recording date, B.D. himself, Bob Durra, but he's not the leader. That role is shared between tenor man Hal Steen and trumpeter Warren Fitzgerald. The liner notes tell us that Steen's influences were Don Byas, Charlie Parker and Lester Young, and that Steen came to the public's attention when he appeared at a town hall concert with two of his heroes, Charlie Parker and Don Byas, no less. That was back in 1906, some 22 years before Steen was even born. Chronological or accuracy problem there. Rudy Van Gelder made this recording in July 55 with Al Cotton bass and the soon-to-be-famous Paul Motian drums. Here's a new name for me, David Helbock. Sure how or where I heard of pianist David Helbock. Could have been a review in a jazz magazine. Could even have been one of those Amazon come-ons you enjoyed at Downton Abbey. So you'll love David Helbock. However it happened, I'm delighted to have discovered the young Austrian. Bought his two latest albums. This one with the band Random Control has compos by many of his heroes. Herbie Hancock, Cedar Walton, Ellington, fellow Austrian Joe Zawinul, Keith Jarrett, Paul Desmond, and the song we've just heard, African Marketplace, by Abdullah Ibrahim. There are only three musos on this Berlin December 2017 recording session. Hellbock, piano, Andreas Broger, soprano, tenor, clarinet, bass clarinet, flute, recorder, flugelhorn. Johannes Baer, trumpet, flugelhorn, bass flugelhorn, sousaphone, tuba, alp horn, beatbox, didgeridoo. I'll play you something from his other album later on. Piano solo time. That was Sea Blues Suite Part A. There are three parts, written and played by the Bulgarian-born pianist Milcho Leviev. The MA label album is called Man from Plovdiv, the town of his birth, but it may well be pronounced very differently to my version. Could be my age, but I find it so tiresome when the marketing johnnies think it's cool to, in this case, put the liner notes in a light grey type on a yellowish background, making them stupidly difficult to read. Same thing with subtitles in films, almost always in white and often displayed over the stomach of the leading man who's wearing a dazzlingly white shirt. I did persevere a bit, and this was recorded at the Harmony Hall, Matsumoto, Japan, April 89. I'm going to feature NHOP for a few weeks, here fronting the Danish radio big band. Thank you. NHOP and the famous Danish radio big band, a 20-piecer. December 93 in, where else, Copenhagen. The band's regular pianist, Thomas Overson, is still in the band, in the conventional role of the bass in a big band. But NHOP is in front of the band throughout this recording. Incidentally, NHOP had been the band's regular bassist from the band's inception in 64 through to 82. We heard, again apologies for the mispronunciation, Nathan Sastiel, Quiet Night in English. Here's a fabulous vocal.
Hi.
Tessa Suta is the vocalist, and she's singing in Kenya's main language, Hulu. She actually dubs and overdubs her voice into a choir. The song Kothbira is the story of a young man telling his mother to bring in the cattle before it rains. I would have thought it would have been Mama telling the young man to do it himself. Tessa Suta was born in London, became a journalist and moved to San Francisco, and then at the age of 40, on to New York to try her luck and talent as a jazz singer, mentored by Mark Murphy and Sheila Jordan. Her mother was English, her father from Trinidad, a truly international background. Yotam Silberstein guitar, Adam Platt piano, Yasushi Nakamura bass, Dana Leong cello, Kieta Ogawa percussion, Billy Drummond drums, a truly international lineup. Recorded in Brooklyn, New York, 2007. Let's go back to 45. From a 10-CD mosaic box set called Classic Savoy Bebop Sessions 45-49, and it includes all Savoy's bebop recordings of that period, except those by Charlie Parker, which have been issued and reissued loads of times. The very overweight Theodore Teddy Rieg produced all the music. Incidentally, Rieg's family had a sweetie shop in Brooklyn, where the young Teddy often helped out, and no doubt helped himself too. We heard Dexter Gordon's compo Blow Mr. Dexter, actually an alternate take of the song. Such is the comprehensiveness that Mosaic employ, that all alternate takes are included in this box set. This was Rieg's very first bebop session, and you can't go wrong with Dexter Gordon on tenor. Argon Thornton was on piano. 2 years after this recording, he converted to Islam and took the name Sadiq Hakim. Gene Ramey bass, Ed Nicholson drums, October 45. We'll hear more from this mosaic set. In fact, right now.
Thank you.
This group is called Kai Winding's New Jazz Group, also known as Kai's Cats, spelt with a K. And that was an alternate take of Winding's own combo, Sweet Miss. And it was the Danish-born trombonist's first recording session as a leader. And talking of debuts, it was 18-year-old Stan Getz on tenor on his first bop recording. Previously, he'd only been on half a dozen swing and trad sessions. Iggy Shivak, I don't know him, on bass. Sometimes he was Iggy, sometimes Bob. Shelly Mann drums, plus two shorties, 21-year-old Shorty Rogers trumpet, and the bandleader and pianist Shorty Allen, who'd given Kai his first professional gig back in 1940. Recorded in New York City, December 45. And talking of New York City, here's some Harlem piano. If I Could Be With You, 1 hour tonight, written by stride piano giant James P. Johnson, and here played by the lesser-known Donald Lambert. He tended not to wander far from Frank Wallace's High Tavern in Orange, New Jersey. The record books show him performing away from the High Tavern just twice, once at the famous Newport Jazz Festival, alongside other stride players, Hubie Blake and Willie the Lion Smith in 1960. This song was recorded in March 61. Good to hear some stride for a change. Here's another vocal. Easy.
Take it easy. 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 On Easy Street, I'd love to live on Easy Street. Nobody works on Easy Street. Just sit around and Ole. Got a 10-horse parlay. Life is sweet for folks who live on Easy Street. No weekly payments they must meet that make your hair turn gray. When opportunity comes knocking, you just keep on with your rocking, 'cause you know you've got it made. And any time that you desire, there's a man that you can hire to plant trees so you can have shade on Easy Street. I'm telling everyone I, if I could live on Easy Street, I wouldn't want this job today. So please go away, go away, go away.
A Dot label LP called Easy Does It. That was the Alan Rankin Jones compo, Easy Street. The singer, Easy Williams. And backed by the Alan Royce group, Royce guitar, Ted Nash flute, and Frank Flynn vibes and percussion. Recorded in Hollywood, April 57. Easy. Here's that other David Helbock number. This ACT album is all of John Williams' film scores. Film buffs may well know which film this comes from. Let's see. Thank you. Well, film fans, how did you do? We know it was David Helbock piano. We know it was a John Williams film score. I know it was recorded in Munich, Germany in 2019. And a gold star for you if you recognised Superman March. It's a really fun album. E.T., Schindler's List, Harry Potter, Catch Me If You Can, Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Jaws and more. Now it's Corey Weeds' Little Big Band.
Thank you.
Corey Weeds leading his own little big band in Vancouver, November 2017, on his own Cell Alive label. We heard Kenny Dorham's compo, KD's Motion. Main soloists were Weeds tenor and PJ Perry alto, plus Steve Kalstad tenor, Gary Smulian baritone, Rod Murphy and Steve Davis trombones, Joe Magnarelli and Chris Davis trumpets, Chris Gestrin piano, Paul Rusker bass, Jesse Carhill drums, and Jill Townsend conducting the little big band. The album is called Explosion, another piano solo. Jackie Byard, solo piano, live at the Keystone Corner, Morquay's, San Francisco, over a period of a year or so, 78-79. Jackie started professionally at 15, was a trombonist in various army bands in World War II, played tenor sax in Herb Pomeroy's band in Boston, eventually focusing solely on piano. And we heard a fabulous jazz interpretation of a Tony Hatch pop song, I Know a Place, a top 20 hit in the UK, in 65 for Petula Clark. There's a new Miles Davis album out. Here's an extract, a short extract, from the title song. Rubber Band by Miles Davis. Please let me quote from Clive Davis's very accurate thumbnail-sized review in The Times. Quote, "The sad truth is that nothing from Davis's late career stands comparison with his best work. These reconstructed scraps from an aborted mid-80s project won't change anyone's mind. Weinbar Muzak would be putting it kindly," unquote. Totally agree with Clive. So why play it? Even a shortened it? Well, it's Miles Davis and still a jazz icon, arguably the jazz icon. But, oh dear. No Ellington this week. Well, we had two songs by him last week, so mustn't spoil you too much. And our closer is the Nigel Price Organ Trio, from an album recorded October 2014, live at the Crypt in Camberwell, and titled, unsurprisingly, Live at the Crypt. We'll only manage to get in the first half of this long track. It's Wes Montgomery's 4-on-6. Nigel Price guitar, Ross Stanley Hammond B3, Matt Holm drums, plus Vasilis Xenopoulos tenor. Yes, you're right, there are four of them in this trio. Xenopoulos is regarded as a guest. 4-on-6. Thank you. As ever, really hope you've had fun and equally hope you'll be back again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care. Be well.